Farther east in Canada, there's a more welcome development this summer. It's the return of some visitors to southern New Brunswick. They're known as alewives, or river herring, and for the first time in almost two decades, these fish are free to run the length of the river that forms a border between New Brunswick and Maine. Dave Sherwood has that story.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
At the Milltown Dam in southwestern New Brunswick, biologist Lee Sikaski is knee-deep in splashing alewives, counting fish. The silvery, foot-long river herring are arriving by the thousands from the Bay of Fundy, a few miles downriver. It's a rite of spring here. But Sikaski says this year is different. Gates that had blocked a fishway upriver for more than two decades are now wide open, and alewives are free to return home to their ancestral spawning grounds.
But this is the gateway to the St. Croix. From here, they'll swim up to spawn through the Grand Falls Fishway for the first time in 23 years, up to the Upper Lakes.
This fishway is in Canada, but just across the river, that's Maine. In most cases, political boundaries don't mean much to ocean fish, but alewives are anadromous, which means they live mostly at sea but spawn in rivers. And Sikaski says this is an unusual river.
The St. Croix is an international river. It's the boundary between the United States and Canada. These fish don't think of themselves as American or Canadian, and we have to manage them on an international basis also.
Until recently, politicians in Maine disagreed. In 1995, a group of fishing guides convinced legislators that alewives were outcompeting smallmouth bass, a fish popular with tourists in the St. Croix's headwater lakes. The guides claimed the lucrative bass fishing economy was on the brink of collapse, so Maine passed a law that closed the fish ladder at Grand Falls Dam, 19 miles upstream from here. Just like that, alewives were shut out of 98% of their spawning habitat, and the population plummeted from nearly 3 million fish to just 900. But there's a twist to this story. The alewives were here first.
Bass are actually the invasive species, or we'll say naturalized.
That's Theo Willis, an ecologist with the University of Southern Maine. It didn't take long for Willis to realize the science didn't mesh with the politics. His research showed that introduced bass and native alewives seemed to be getting along just fine. And in the years since the alewives were shut out, scientists realized that the St. Croix was just the start of their troubles.
The landscape for alewives have changed. They are now being considered for Endangered Species Act listing throughout their East Coast range. That's a really big deal. In a lot of ways, it's a game changer.
But science wasn't alone in coming to the alewives' defense. So did the Passamaquoddy Indian tribe, which depended on alewives for survival long before the river became the border.
We call it the fish that feeds all. That's one of the main reasons that we've been here as a people for 13,000 years.
Hugh Akagi is chief of the Canadian Passamaquoddy in St. Andrews, New Brunswick. He says his people came together to pay back an ancient debt to the alewives. They testified on behalf of the fish before the Maine legislature and a binational agency charged with resolving disputes along border waters.
I told them that it was as simple as realizing that the indigenous species was being displaced by an invasive species, and as a native person, I understand that.
After nearly two decades of lawsuits, appeals, and international pressure, it was that unified voice of the Passamaquoddy and the emerging science on the fish themselves that finally broke the stalemate on the St. Croix. This spring, Maine legislators voted nearly unanimously to reopen the gates to migrating alewives. At the Pleasant Point Reservation near the mouth of the St. Croix in Maine, the Passamaquoddy live in houses huddled on a rocky peninsula above a cold ocean that once sustained their people.
I look at the alewives as bringing everyone together. You know, on both sides of the border, the tribe, our neighbors.
Brian Altvader is chair of the Skudik Riverkeepers, the tribal group that helped spearhead the fight.
It took a total team effort to make this happen.
Scientists say the numbers of fish won't increase overnight. Alewives born upriver this year won't return to the St. Croix for 4 or 5 years. But the river once harbored one of New England's largest alewife runs, so the potential is real. All told, dam removals and fish passage on the St. Croix and other local rivers could restore tens of millions of fish into the Atlantic food chain. Scientists believe that could help revitalize offshore fisheries for cod, pollock, and haddock, and provide food for seabirds, marine mammals, and people on both sides of the border. For the world, I'm Dave Sherwood, Eastport, Maine.
Healthy local fish populations are crucial for people focused on sustainability, and that's the focus of our current series, What's for Lunch? It's about climate change and food, and you can catch it all at theworld.org/whatsforlunch.